Yes, the morning show on National Animal Week. So what is this about? It's all to do with the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And there's various charity events going on involving people advocating on behalf of animals. And Pete Weatherburn is one of them who joins us now. Pete from Bray Vet on Old Connor Avenue in Bray. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. So a National Animal Week. Tell us more.
Well, it's actually World Animal Week. We always do this every year to celebrate the birthday of St. Francis of Assisi, who is the patron saint of animals. And his birthday or his feast day is the 4th of October. So the week around that date is celebrated around the world as a time to focus on the animals in our lives and to, you know, to acknowledge the pleasure and the benefits that they bring to us and the joy of companionship with our pets. And so as part of this, the ISPCA has called this National Animal Week in Ireland, and there's a series of fundraising events happening. The ISPCA, as you know, like all animal rescues around Ireland, is under particular pressure right now. And it's only just the start of October, but already they've had to rescue more animals than in the whole year last year. That's a measure of how much busier they are. And they have to look after all animals they rescue until they can find homes for them, and that costs money. And right at the moment, it's costing an especially large amount of money because they have to rent private kennels simply because their own kennels are just over full, and that they have a motto that they never say no. So it means that they just are utterly overloaded, and that means they got a special need for more funds right now. Mm-hmm. So these fundraising events, as well as being fun and as well as reminding us of the importance of animals in our lives, they also act to help raise money for this really important work.
Right, so why are we starting at that end of it? I mean, to deal with the consequences of the way humans treat animals, why don't we start at the beginning of that and tackle the people who are doing the abuse in the first place?
Well, you know, ISPCA does actually start at the other end, and one of the really exciting initiatives that's happened in the past decade is that they devised a national curriculum for national schools across Ireland on animal welfare and animal behaviour, so that children from a young age can learn about the importance of looking after animals properly. And that curriculum was rolled out to the Educate Together schools. And what the ISPCA would now like is that would be used in every national school in the country. And that's really how you change the culture. Is you start with children, you teach children that animals are sentient creatures, just like ourselves, that they feel pain and fear and anxiety, and that, you know, it's just plain wrong to be cruel to them, and you should never do that. So if children learn that, then they're going to more likely to grow up as adults who also have that belief and that understanding. And if that happens, then there will be less cruelty. At the same time, the ISPCA is also focusing on lobbying for better legislation. And one of the real focuses at the moment is to get better enforcement of the dog breeding establishment law, where, you know, there are rules in place to make sure that people breed puppies in a way that's fair and, you know, so that it's done properly. And unfortunately, it's hard to get them enforced properly. It takes resources to do that, and it takes strengthening the guidelines so they're even stronger rules. And so the ISPCA is lobbying for that too. What we're seeing just now, you see, is partly a reflection of what happened during COVID, when there was an absolute boom in demand for puppies. And that meant that people who breed dogs could see there was a market, so they started breeding more dogs. And now that boom has stopped. Now people aren't interested in buying puppies. So you're left with these older puppies that nobody wants, and the breeders don't know what to do with them. And so eventually they're making their way onto the Irish national picture somewhere as dogs that just aren't wanted. And that's when the animal rescues, including the ISPCA, have to come along and tidy up.
Right. So tomorrow there's a cycle. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So what listeners might not realise is that the Wicklow SPCA facility at Sharp's Hill, which is a really tremendous animal rescue centre, That was passed into the ownership of the national organisation, the ISPCA, earlier this year. And so now the Wicklow Centre is an ISPCA centre. And so we're using that centre as a focus for an event, which is called Cycling Away from Cruelty. So the Cycle Away from Cruelty, Cycle Away from Cruelty is starting tomorrow morning at 11. And it's not a huge cycle for experienced cyclists. It's 16.7 kilometres. And so some of my triathlete buddies will be saying, you call that a cycle? Now, they're used to doing 40, 80, 100, 200 kilometres. But 16.7 kilometres will be an enjoyable cycle run that anybody will be able to do. So you just bring your bike up to Sharps Hill in County Wicklow. And we're delighted to say that Charlie Bird and his lovely dog, Tiger, and his lovely wife, Claire, they'll be joining us as well. He's been giving us support on Twitter, which we're really, really appreciative of. So, it's going to be an enjoyable event. It'll be fun, and also it'll raise money for the animals that's really, really needed. So this is. I know people maybe get fed up with charities looking for funds, but it genuinely is a crisis time for animals in Ireland. And we do need to all step up and help them.
Very good. Okay, Pete Weatherburn, Pete the Vet. Thanks, Pete. Tomorrow at Sharps Hill at 11 o'clock for that Cycle Away from Cruelty. And the best of luck to Charlie Bird as well, lending his support.